spring. Red roses too, I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more. What a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful,
what a wonderful. I thought this might happen, but let's say that we will be back with you in just a moment. Right, irritating. Right. There's no reason why this can't happen. We are live on air, but let's just say the switchover hasn't quite happened. Okay. We've kind of. Okay. Our Skype connection has kind of failed there at the moment, and although we're in the studio, and you should be hearing us, and you've heard the music, let's just say that my guest has not been able to connect as yet. Okay, just bear with me. And we'll see if we can't remedy that immediately. So I'm just refreshing everything. And we've come hot footing from our studio 2. And let's just say that it is calling out, but nothing's happening at the moment. Okay. Right. Just bear with me on this one, ladies and gentlemen, because we will be with you one way or the other presently. Okay. Really?
Thank you.
Okay then.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's happening?
I do feel that we are live on air now, ladies and gentlemen, or we should be. And if we're not, I do apologise. And let's have a look at the studio And I think, yeah, I think we're in there. Okay. Right, I do apologise about that, because the switchover should have been easy, but it didn't quite work as planned. But Selva is indeed with us, I hope. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm here.
No?
Yeah, I'm here.
But you can hear me, yeah?
Yeah. Clear as anything.
You can. You can. And gold. What have we done now? That one? That one? Or that one? Okay, where's my sound? Hello?
Hello?
Is anybody hearing me?
Yeah.
Where are we? Let's see where my volume's coming from. Say, speak to me.
Hello, hello, hello.
That's better.
Hello, hello, hello.
That's,
can you hear me?
I can see it now. Okay.
Good.
I've got so many different things going on here, ladies and gentlemen. It's unbelievable. Okay. Technology. Who needs it? We do, because we wouldn't be able to do a show without it. So, let's just clear the airwaves up, ladies and gentlemen. We're here for the next 2 hours or so, and I do apologise for the glips there, coming out of Studio 1 into Studio 2 there. Little bit strange, because it's the first time we've done this, and we haven't had time to actually screen any of you lovely callers before. Yeah, but just let me do this. Okay, I think we're back. Little bit of an echo there as we shut down the other microphone. Okay, we managed to screen a couple of callers there while that piece of music was playing. One that we couldn't quite get an answer from, which was annoying, and I thought, if I don't get an answer from this one before the music finishes, I'm going to leave you there. Right, but yeah, we did get it eventually. But, I love this, I really do, because, you know, we've got the screening facility and it does work. Okay, then, we're going to open the phone lines. And who's joined us first this evening is our third Laurie of the evening. How's that been?
Hello. Thank you for taking
Hi, Laurie.
Time.
How are you?
Hi, Laurie.
Okay. Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, Laurie. Okay. Laurie, have you been walking in mud or wet sand?
Well, a little bit, not much lately. Dirt.
Well, it's good for you.
Yeah, I got to get out there and do it more. It's so hot, so.
It's you need it. You need it too because you're not very grounded right now, and it's like for you to get into wet soil, wet sand, or wet mud, it will ground you. For some reason, you're out of your body for some reason. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you need to get back in. You need.
I got a heavy worry right at the moment. That's probably why, too.
Well, you need to reconnect with you because it's like you're disconnected and it's like it. I don't know. You're talking to me. You're there, but you're not there.
That's true. But I got a concern. There's somebody very close to me that went to court today. I'm a little worried.
There's someone close to you that what?
They went to court today, and I'm worried. I'm, like, next to them and beside myself.
Well, you got to trust your instinct. You really got to trust your instinct because that is your alarm system letting you know to approach with care, you know, and I think it's important to approach with care because it's like the last 2 years, I would say, you finally are starting to realize that you got to feed yourself before you feed others. And you need to slowly trust your instinct and move with them and react accordingly. I don't think there's any harm around you or anybody's going to do any harm or anything. It's not that. It's just that some people are right and some people are not right. It's that simple. Some people you need in your life and some people you don't. But it doesn't make them bad or good. It's just where you are right now. I don't know. You're just so... You're out of whack.
I'm sorry.
don't be sorry. You know, when we get out of whack, it's because we have been neglecting ourselves and we need to get out of whack to get back into whack, you know. So I would say, and I'm sure you've heard me say this before, go and have a shower with salt and wash your body normally and then just rub salt right through your body and ask for anything that's no longer serving you to leave and for you to be purified and breathe in through your nose, not while in the shower, just breathe in through your nose, deep in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth and ask for the white light of protection to come in and clear everything and complete you and solidify you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't feel that bad. I just want to hurry up and get stuff done. basically what I'm doing. I got stuff I need to take care of, and I'm like, as far as jobs, I want one, and like I've been putting applications on the computer, and that ain't working, and because I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know if I know how to work it right. Like, I'm going to have to try something different than that. And then, I don't know. Are you there?
Yeah.
I think you went. I can't hear you.
Still there.
Kim, did you drop?
Still there?
Hello?
Ah. Okay, that's strange. Take no notice there, Laurie. We will get don't worry, we'll get the connection back. This has happened in our studio too.
That's part of the core. I feel like, yeah, it's like part of the, is it Mercury retrograde?
Yeah, it's not all right, don't worry. We'll bring you back in a minute. Just don't worry. Okay. It's like we lost.
Are you there? You there?
Yeah,
I got you back. I don't know why.
Okay. Okay. Right. Let's get back to Laurie then.
That's funny, you know, because you know what the funny thing is, Laurie?
Is
that the lady that this happened to on the last show, there's a similarities in there. She didn't want to look at herself.
And I threw out a lot of electrical appliances, too, because they were breaking. That's funny.
I don't know, but it's just a coincidence. Yeah.
So, anyway.
But it's all good. It's all good. No, just that's what's that. You know, there's... It's like you're waiting for your world to change, and it will change, but it will not change until you take time to look at you and accept all you want to accept about you and free yourself from what you don't need anymore. And you open your eyes and say, show me what I need and allow to move forward. Because at the moment, it's like you're doing half jobs everywhere.
I got a lot done. I'm kind of glad for that. I did clean out a lot and been moving together. It's coming together.
Yeah.
Moving forward.
But take care of you. Do something for you. You need to reward yourself for some reason. I'm getting this very strongly. It's like you need to reward yourself somehow. You need to do something for you. It's like you need to strengthen you. And you'll see everything will just fall in place.
Okay.
And get into that wet soil and stand on it and ground yourself.
All righty. Well, thank you.
Okay, God bless.
You too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, all right. We're going to take it down a step now because we haven't got as many callers in our Studio One at this time of the day as we had earlier in Studio Two. So we're going to step it down, take lots of little breaks. I need to pop off somewhere, and it gives Selva a chance to have another cup of tea, because we've just come hot-footing out of Studio Two straight here, and we haven't had that many breaks. We had a wonderful show there where we had 10 people non-stop, so as one dropped, another one would take the play. And let's just say, we've been grafting this evening, yes? So we're going to take a bit of Rod Stewart.
Tell by your eyes that you probably been crying forever.
One of the high ones, let's put it this way. I think every one of them is a favourite somewhere at some point. And Okay. I don't think Selva's wearing it well this evening, yeah? There you go.
What was that?
Yeah. And just a Rod Stewart song there who is quoting you for a Rod Stewart song. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think because you're wearing it well this evening, yeah?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah. Lovely. There you go. Oh, dear. Right. Where are we going? Diana.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Diana, is that your name?
Yes.
What a beautiful name. I have a daughter named Diana. She's
33.
And she's 33 and she's my best friend. I love that name. It's a very spiritual name, beautiful name. Diana, I picked up a lot of papers, a lot of decisions you need to make, but it's almost like you're going through paperwork to help someone out of a situation. And we can help people out, but they also got to help themselves. So it's like you're going to have to take a little step back a little bit and make sure that they understanding what you're trying to do, but also they understand that ultimately their decision of how it is structured. But it does show for some reason you are going to be caught in a situation that you're going to have to deal with paperwork on behalf of someone else, but it's important for them to be fully involved as you're doing it as well. Otherwise, it's like they're going to leave it all up to you and it's not all up to you. They need to be actively involved with it. Otherwise, it's going to be too much responsibility on you, if you know what I mean.
Yes,
financially,
I do.
Watch your penny. Yeah. Financially, do watch your money a little bit, because at the moment, like there's not a lot. Yep.
Yeah, I'm trying to sell my house, and I don't make much money. I'm hardly, getting by, but I met someone, not physically, but we've been speaking for 6 weeks, and he lives in another state, about 700 miles, through my late husband's daughter, and I feel like I connected him on such a deep level, like I've never connected with another person, and contemplating about moving down to his area, and I have stepchildren from my late husband that are about an hour from there.
Yeah. I think in the areas of relationship, you need to take baby steps. You're a beautiful person, Diane. You're a really, really beautiful person. But when you love, you also love very, very deeply. And like I said, you have this ability to help others, but you've got to be careful that you don't sacrifice yourself in the meantime as well. I do feel that in the relationship space, there's a beautiful connection there. There is a beautiful connection. But I would hate for you to move there too quickly before he gets to know you, the person, not just get to know the loving you. Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand.
I just don't want anybody to take advantage of you. It's important
really get that. And it's probably going to take several months to sell my house, or I don't know how that's going to go because I don't have a buyer yet. But I think the paperwork you're seeing is that I have a boss. I only work part-time, who's dying of stage 4, and the wife is putting everything on me because she's in denial.
Yeah.
It's stressing me.
Yeah.
I'm taking a lot of paperwork.
Yeah, that's what you're right. That's what it is. And it's like she's got to take it's part of coping with the whole situation. She's got to take an active role in it. It's like, yes, it's like you are the right person to help them through it. But for some reason, she's got to work with it. She's got to, it's going to help her deal with it. It is going to help her deal with it, and it's going to help her overcome the morning process a lot quicker and everything. And, and a lot of it is because you have lived through this losing a loved one, she feels also right. She knows what to do. She's been there. But yes, you do in a certain degree, but you're not her. So the way she will react is different to the way that you'll react.
Yeah, you know, I went to my husband, and it's very heartbreaking for me to watch her go through this.
It is. Look, I can understand. I've lost my husband. I nursed him until he died. I know exactly what you mean, you know. And it's one of the biggest challenges that we go through life. Mm-hmm. And
I've been widowed 8 years, and I have, you know, dated a lot of hard Titanics. And this guy, Jeff,
yes,
really connected on a spiritual, and I could speak to him about everything. Like, he's totally transparent. And I never kind of felt love before in my life, you know?
Yeah. I agree with it. I do feel it's a good relationship. And that's what I said.
Yeah.
I do feel it is a good relationship. And I do feel that, yes, it is going to grow. So you're just going to have to trust that the universe will allow your house to sell at the appropriate time for you to move, okay?
Right.
But it will be baby steps. It will not sell fast, okay?
Do you see, like, time frame?
3 months.
Oh, that's great. That's before the winter.
Yeah, just before the winter. Yeah, so you're going to cut it fine. But, yes, it'll take 3 months before it will sell, okay? And it is going to, you are going to get an offer that when you do sell, you will get a number of offers, but I think it's because they have an open house or something like that. And I do feel there's going to be 3 people interested in it. But none of them are going to offer what you're asking. They're all going to offer a good $10,000, $12,000 less than what your asking price is.
I'm fine with
so
that.
So you're going to have to negotiate. You're going to have
right.
to negotiate, and you're going to have to be firm, okay?
Right. Well, I'm good with that. I've been watching my money because I barely make it every week, and I've been pulling back from my boss because she needs to realize that within a few weeks, I think I was put there to help my boss transcend to the other side.
Yeah. Yeah, and you will be. You'll be a great help to her, and she's gonna be very grateful for it, and you will be rewarded as well. Also, your stepchildren do love you. I don't know why you need to know that.
Oh,
but
I know.
They do love you.
They're quarreling right now, and I know they all love me and stuff. And I was just concerned, you know. Is this guy Jeff like really true? I really think that God sent me to each other on this journey. It almost feels like I know him. He's empathetic and compassionate. He's like the mirror image of me, and it's so strange. We talk for hours every night.
Good, good. No, it's good. It is good. It's like, and that's what it's meant to be. It's like this person. Is meant to get to know you the person, before you become physically in the same spot.
Exactly. And I think it's happening for a
reason. But I do feel he will visit you before you visit him.
Well, that would be nice. That would be nice because...
And you won't get much warning.
Oh, well... He's in transition right now, and he's, you know, going through a little bit of a hot spot. So, you know, that would be wonderful, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know. Perfect. It's a perfect thing. It's just baby steps. You put your things in order. He's got things to put in order. And it's like everything will happen at the right time. The next 3 months, it's all about translation of life.
I would love that. It's just I come from a large family, and they're going to be upset that I move way out of state. But I guess they're going to have to deal with that. You know.
Well, the way you tell them, Diana, you say to them, "Look, I'm not moving. I'm just giving you a new holiday destination."
That's actually what I said.
Yeah.
I said, that's all you're gonna say. I live in the same state, and I haven't seen my family in a year and a half. I said, so now maybe you'll fly to South Carolina and see me.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they will, yes.
But I appreciate it, and thank you so much for taking my call. Is there anything else that I should be cautious or aware about?
No, the big sign was this lady, this person you're doing the paperwork, they need to be more involved. They need to be aware of what's happening, take responsibility of their part of it, and watch your pennies. That was the most important thing. And the relationship is beautiful, and it's growing appropriately, but it's baby steps.
Oh, it is. We live in two different states, and I think it's a wonderful thing because we're getting to know each other. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep, that's as it should be.
Well, thank you so much, and God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Diana. All right. Lovely. Okay. We have Jessica.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Jessica. Oh, it's our pleasure,
Hi.
Jessica. Jessica, it's like you're here, you're there, you're everywhere, but nowhere in particular. So it's like you need to sort of write some sort of timetable or something to try and organize yourself a little bit more, because there's a lot of frustration around you, but it's like you're getting frustrated with you. So the only way you're going to avoid that is to actually try and put things into some sort of order so you're able to deal with it a little bit better than what you have done.
Yeah, well, I've been moving a lot, so that's where that's coming from. But I just, I'm going to be signing a lease, I think, in the next day or two for a place.
Good.
So I'm happy
Good.
That things are going to get settled.
Yeah, you need that. You need some, you need some structure back. You need some structure back. You haven't had any structure for 5 years. And it's like, at the moment, the last 3 months, you've been grasping straws. So I'm glad. And it's time to have some structure to create some security and to be able to say, okay, this is what I'm doing. There is some changes in your workspace as well. So it shows new work being added and new knowledge coming in. So it shows a bit of growth, a sense of growth in your workspace as well, which I think is magnificent.
Yeah, that's actually what I'm calling about, because I was almost certain that I was going to get this position, and I think I'm still going through a little bit of sadness about it. I went back for 3 interviews, and then they decided to go with somebody else. I got the news last week. And I'm just wondering, I don't really know, I guess part of me kind of feels like I don't really know where to look now or what, because I thought the position was almost perfect. So I'm trying to contact the two men out of the three. There's 3 people that interviewed me, but the 2 men I'm trying to get in touch with to see maybe that they'll hire me on a contract basis rather than a full-time basis. But I don't know. It's not, the energy doesn't really
let
feel
go.
There anymore.
No, yeah, let it go. Let it go. There'll be another job. There's a new job. There's new training. There's new growth. There's new connection. And that come up very clear. Just let it go. Just, you know, let the past be the past. And let's just build on tomorrow. Let tomorrow come. It's a new beginning. And there'll be new opportunities for you. So I do feel that within the next three weeks, you'll be able to find the answers that you need. But also, you will find... You're going to be very grateful that you didn't get that other job, because it's made you available to a better opportunity.
Okay. So do you see it as a full-time job, or is it like, because somebody had mentioned
it's a full-time
you really
job.
Should be okay. Okay.
No, it's a full-time job, but it's a full-time job with opportunities of new knowledge.
Yeah, which is what I want. And I want a lot of freedom in my job, too, like to work independently.
Yeah.
So you you think that I'm just going to be guided as far as like where to apply, or do you think that I already applied somewhere and that like I just again I just I'm like because I'm going into a new field.
You just applied for you just applied for two other jobs, didn't you?
No, I sent out a lot of resumes, but I'm kind of just. I feel like in a way that I'm applying to random things because, again, it's like a sort of an – I'm not really sure exactly what my title would be. I'm going back into – I'm going into corporate. I've never worked in corporate before.
Well, you've sent a few resumes, but I see two places where your resumes are saying a job opportunity will come your way. So there will be a choice of two there.
Okay.
I do see two people getting back to you, and I do see an opportunity, so stay positive.
Okay, I will. And then just a quick something else, as far as this apartment that I'm getting, it ends up that my parents are signing, they're going to be like paying the lease for me, signing the lease and paying the rent. And I feel a little bit upset about, I mean, I'm happy that I'm finally out on my own again, but I feel a little bit upset or disappointed because I really wanted to do this on my own. And I don't know if I'm getting too attached to that because, hey, I'll get a job and then I'll start paying it or.
Hey, they are doing it, but they're on loan. They're only lending you. They're only lending you the money. They're taking care of it, but they're waiting to see if, how you react to it, and if you don't show them a sign that you're gonna pay it back in one way or another, they will talk to you about it. It's like I thought, you know, you wanted to do it on your own. You wanted to be we're helping you get started. You know, they're giving you a helping hand, and be grateful for that, and love them for it. But it's like they will let you know this is just to get you started. Then you're on your own. You got to do it on your own. So they're just giving you a lending hand.
Right. I want to be able to step up to the plate. Like, and I thought that I was going to be able to in the previous months, and I wasn't
you
able
will.
To. I mean, it didn't happen fast enough. Okay.
No, you will. So, you will. You just got to believe you will. They're giving you a lending hand to get you stable, and once you're stable, it's like everything will just fall in place and go, yeah, okay, you're on your own. You know, and you probably have no idea how important it is to your dad, especially, to be able to support you in this. It seems to be very important to your dad.
He wants to support me? I don't think he wants to. I think they're fed up with me.
No, it is important to your dad. But he is waiting to see how you react to it all.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
I mean, I want to make them proud.
The
I
way
want to
you've
make myself
presented
proud.
It,
yeah.
Yeah. The way you've presented it this time, you have presented it very different than any other time. So when you think about it, the way you presented it, you presented it very different than any other time. And it's like your dad can feel that, no, this is it. She really wants to give it a go. She really wants to get started. She's ready. She's finally matured.
Oh, that's really touching to me. Okay, it's making me a little teary. I wanted to show that. I do feel that. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. But they will watch you closely to see whether you practice what you preach, so to speak.
They always watch me closely, so...
Yeah. But
okay,
for your dad,
thank you
important.
Very much.
It's very important for your dad. Yeah. Yeah. God bless.
Okay. Thank you very much. Bless you too. Bye bye.
Okay, Jessica, don't shoot off because something very strange coming very quickly right at the end of what Selva said there. But I want you to ask yourself this question there, Jessica. Does a butterfly fly at night?
Is this a trick question? I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe. They probably sleep. Probably not. They rest.
Mm-hmm.
What
you've got to remember in that question is the answer is always yes and no. because somewhere it is night time.
Are you telling me that I'm tired?
Okay. The butterfly will fly during the day, yes, and it will rest at night. But do you think that the butterfly knows the difference between day and night?
I think so, probably.
Yeah, okay. So the butterfly still flies at night, but he doesn't know that he's flying.
I don't know.
Does that make sense to you at all?
No. I have a close connection to butterflies, though.
It will do.
Wait, can you tell me, don't leave me hanging, Ken. Give me a little...
you're going places help. In your dreams. In your dreams, that you can only dream about at the moment. But let's say that those places are going to become reality very soon.
Oh, I've been thinking about that today because that's mm-hmm. that whole thing about believing in myself. That's been in my mind today about how I have to believe in my dreams, that they can happen for me.
Yes.
There you are.
Oh, yeah, that's something that's on my mind today that I have to sort of, I want to talk to spirit when I go take a walk today because I'm at that point that, okay, you know, you have to believe in your dreams because this is what you want to do. And it's almost, it's sad to me on how I guess I have that sort of hesitation of, I don't know if my dreams can really come true or how do they come true or I don't know. So I'm going to do some healing work around that. Okay.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Ken. That was a little bit tricky there for a minute, but I got you.
I had to think about it myself because I think, okay, they give it me to say, and then I'm thinking, yeah, right. How do I work with this?
Thank you very much. I appreciate that message too. Thank you both of you guys.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Yeah. All right. Love Have a good evening.
Oh, you know, they give us these things to work with, and I'm thinking, oh, God, please don't do this to me. Yeah. Sometimes you think, you know, you get your head gets locked into the human condition there, ladies and gents.
Mm.
And when you're locked into the human condition, it's very hard to go to the places that spirit would like you to go to. Believe me, they can take you to some very strange places. There you go. Okay. Let me see. It should be this one next. Susan.
'Tis me. 'Tis me, Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Hi. Who is this?
This is Selva.
Oh, hi, Selva.
Yeah.
What?
I'm trying to pick your energy, and all I get is just this woody. Wood.
Woody.
You know, it's like solid wood, you know, and it's almost like a Jara energy, but you don't have Jara in America. So I'm trying to think what's another hard wood.
What Jara is,
hard
what is
red
that?
Wood. Pardon?
Oh, like mahogany or cherry oak?
Probably cherry oak. Because cherry oak is reddish and Jara is very red. You know, and it's like you're solid. You're finally solid within yourself. Jara is a very strong wood, a very solid wood, and people cannot penetrate it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how things are Yeah, that's you. Yeah, then that's how you are, you know, and that's what I get. It's like you're hard to penetrate. You're hard to get in. It's like you're only going to see what I let you see and nothing else. And that's all there is to it, you know.
There's also
this beautiful warmth and this beautiful loving essence about you as well. Psychically, you're an extremely gifted person. There's a lot more to you that meets the eye. And especially in the healing modality side of things, you have this ability to strengthen things. It's like you know how to strengthen things so they can heal themselves in time and with perseverance. You have commitment, you have integrity. But perseverance, I would say, would be your strongest skills. You don't give up easy. You tend to really push yourself and push yourself and push yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
But also sometimes we got to learn that we need people in our lives.
Yeah,
and you do.
Of course.
You need people in your lives. And but it's like for some reason you've isolated yourself somewhat as well. So it's like you've got to reintroduce people into your life. And it's not that you're needy, it's just that you're human. And we need that connection. It's like you need like-minded people, people that think like you, people that look at life in the same way.
It's funny because I listened to the people on the show. I thought, I wish we all lived in the same neighborhood. And then I envisioned this beautiful land, and we're all neighbors and connected. And it's kind of cool.
It's like a need. It's like actually you need that. You need that integration. You need that sense of vibration. And I do feel that slowly you're going to find yourself that is right under your nose. It's just that you can't really see it in the one block. It's just they're all in their own little space and that. But it's like the world is awakening for you and doors are opening for you and you're slowly, finally personalizing your life that people are able to accept you in your completeness, but you're also able to accept others in their completeness as well. So you're in a positive self-creation, self-deliverance time.
Did you have a question? Yes, and a little news. We had this where we had to go to the court today, and it was unexpected that everything would kind of be resolved today. We won't have to go back August 8th because it was just supposed to be a meeting kind of. So they did it so that they have joint custody. Melissa didn't get the extra day yet, but she's probably going to get it in 6 months.
Yeah.
But it went well because he didn't get they call it here primary decision maker, meaning he doesn't have to discuss anything with Melissa. He can just make the decisions. So he did not get that. He also asked for full custody. He did not get that. So it went well overall. Except we were hoping that Melissa would get the custody. But that might come in the future.
Yeah, it does.
Also, he tried to block it so that I couldn't watch. Go ahead.
Everything's falling in place accordingly. Hello?
Yeah,
everything is falling in place accordingly. And it's like I said, it's like you're finally attracting what you need in your life. And you just got to be strong and you got to be sound. And you got to be aware that, yes, I am heading in the right direction. Everything is in divine timing, and it's good. Yeah.
Yeah, it is good. Although I wish that she got more days right away. She only has 2 days now. You know, I was hoping that she would, at least since it's, you know, joint, that she should get half of the week, 3.5.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's heading on the right space.
Yeah. Oh dear, she's calling me.
Yeah. All right. You have a lovely evening.
Okay. You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, Ken.
Okay. Thanks, Susan. Thanks for calling now. Okay. All right. I think we'll take a little break. We're looking at 1, 2, 3 callers. So we've got plenty of time. And we're going to take another little piece of music.
The night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. But when I woke, dear, I was mistaken, and I hung my head and cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. Love you and make you happy if you will only say the same. But if you leave me to love another, you'll regret it all someday. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. You told me once, dear, you really love me, that no one else could come between. But now you've left me and love another. You have shattered all my dreams. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Well, there you go. Jimmy Davis, that one. And you are my sunshine. Hi.
Yeah, an oldie but a goodie.
It is, isn't it? It's like some of these, you know, old songs that you hear. And you're thinking, oh, okay, I might not have been around them, but I always remember my mother and father playing that one, you know. And,
yeah.
A little bit of before my time, perhaps. But I do remember it, strangely enough. Let's just say, yeah. I used to have, like a wind-up gramophone player in the front room that we weren't allowed to touch. And then, let's just say, when I got older, I dared to touch it. And it was handed down from my grandmother. It's like golden needles in it, stylus needles. And, well, let's just say Ken likes to take things apart. So anyway, did I get the hammering of a lifetime for taking my grandmother's wind-up gramophone apart, which has been handed down for maybe 3 generations, yeah. And, you know, it was an antique, but not anymore. Oh, good Lord.
Oh, boy. You were being a normal boy.
I was, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. That and setting fire to the curtains.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll go into that another time.
Mm.
Maybe. Okay. Tricia.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Is it Tricia?
Actually, yes, it is Tricia, yes.
Okay. Is it short for something or just Tricia?
Oh, no, it's just Tricia.
Beautiful. Because I couldn't make it. It didn't feel like a Patricia or a Leticia or no. It just felt like Tricia. Just making sure.
Actually, it's just a really... Yeah. My first name, actually, my government name is Tisa, so... I kind of threw the Tricia in because that's what some of my friends call me. That's my nickname.
Well, it suits you. It really is. It's a name that suits you. So it's really good, you know. And then the way we allow people to address us, it's important. And that's the empowerment that we allow them to have over us. So I'm glad that you've chosen it for yourself in a way. And you modified it accordingly to the way that you needed it. And it's really good. And I'm glad because you need to have that self-empowerment because there's just so many changes that are approaching where you're going to have to really find your voice.
Yeah.
About some issues, and sometimes issues are delicate, but we need to find our voice and speak accordingly. So I'm glad that you are in that empowerment space because very soon, the next 6 to 8 weeks are going to be quite kind of challenging a little bit because you are going to find yourself in situations that you will have to say things that you may not want to, but you need to find a solution and to find clarity to where you truly need to be.
Okay, that sounds just about right.
Yeah. So did you have a question?
Yes. Yes, on Tuesday
Wait. Before you ask the question, sorry, they interrupted me, sorry. You need an amethyst crystal, a citrine crystal, and a clear quartz crystal.
Okay, I have the amethyst already.
Yeah. Well, get a small amethyst, a citrine, and a clear quartz, and get a bag.
Okay.
And have them in a bag and carry them with you.
Okay.
Now, citrine will ground you. Citrine will ground you, keep you strong.
The amethyst will
give you this. The citrine.
Okay.
Citrine will ground you, will keep you strong. The amethyst will give you the healing words. It will give you the words to express it. And the clear quartz will give you clarity and truth.
Oh, awesome. Clarity and truth. And what's the third one you said is called citrine?
Citrine. Which is C-E-T-R-I-N-E.
Oh, okay. All righty. All right. So I just have to pick up that one. So I already have the amethyst, and I already have the...
Well, it's yellow.
Okay.
Yeah, so citrine is yellow. It's a yellow. It's a golden yellow color.
Okay, yellow, golden color. Okay. And the amethyst, you said small, correct? I think
yeah,
I have...
small, clear quartz. So amethyst, citrine, and clear quartz.
Okay. And what is the citrine for? I'm sorry. It's to help me.
Citrine will ground you.
Oh, awesome. Ground
will keep you solid. Will ground you. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
And it's citrine's also good for financial exchange as well to bring prosperity. If people have, it's not just for you, but for anybody who's listening, get a little bit of citrine and put it inside your purse. And they say that it will help you manifest a better financial flow.
Oh, great. I'm actually calling in regards to a financial issue.
Yeah.
Okay, so on...
Well, there's changes.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. You go on.
No, go ahead. I'll wait for you to get finished.
No, that's it. That's all I was going to say. So you go on.
Sure. On Tuesday, I went to, it was actually a job orientation, and I thought I had the job. So today I received an email stating that I did not get the job. Do you know why I didn't get the job? Is it because of my former employer? Or was it because of the ID? Was it because of the ID issue with the driver's license?
I don't know, but it was a female that had the last decision.
Because I sent an email and I was letting them know that, for example, okay, on my driver's license, my name is spelled T-E-E-S-A, and then the way that I spell it in all of my, as far as my professional life, is T-E-S-A. So I don't know if it was because of that email out, you know, I don't know. Or was it because of a background?
No, it was a reference.
It was some reference.
Yeah.
So basically, if
it was someone that they rang up.
I'm sorry?
But I've got a feeling that the person that originally said you had the job had no right to tell you that you had it anyway, because you didn't. It was like it was not concrete.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it does show that it was a reference. It was a reference that did not meet up.
Okay, because
what
they
needed.
Okay, so basically, because they asked, in the application it says that they will do a background check. So you think it had something to do in the background check? Or was just...
Yeah, that's what they did. Yeah, it's something to do with the background.
Okay. All
right. It was a reference through the background, yeah.
Okay, so that's what it was. Okay, so I'm on the right path with that now, okay, because I have something that I'm working with. My past, my former employer, there was a... I can't say it's a wrongful termination, but I'm actually working on that, like taking care of that right now. I'm going to be sending out a letter to the Department of Investigations, letting them know exactly what happened, because I believe that I was wrongly terminated. They falsely accused me of things that were not true, and I know I can prove it through emails.
Well, you're probably right on track, but I'm not getting that was it, you know, but I'm not getting that it wasn't or that did. All they're saying is that when they went back checking, they came across an obstacle that it wasn't consistent with what you portrayed.
Ooh, I have no clue to what that could be. Okay, so what I'm going to do is start looking for another job, because I need to make...
You know,
money, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, things happen for a reason, all right?
Okay.
So I do feel that maybe this job was not the right thing, and I do feel that I don't see you destitute or unemployed or anything. I do feel that you will get an opportunity.
Okay.
Anyway, and so I do feel a job will come out of it, but just not with the people that you thought. But what I would put energy on is really writing to them and asking them to tell you and explain to you why didn't I get it. What was it that stopped me from getting a job when I felt I was so right for it?
Okay.
Let them, you know, I said, I do want to find employment, and if there's something that I can rectify, I want you to please tell me. I will take no offense for you being honest with me, so I can rectify the situation so it will not happen on my next application.
Okay. All right. Do you see, because I have a few tendencies that I'm interested in. Do you see me tenting again? Because I need to start working again.
Yeah. Writing, did you say?
Okay. I'll stop there first. Okay.
Yeah. All right. God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Just waiting for that one to clear. there you go. It's okay when you hang them up, and you hang the call up, it goes instantly, of course. But when I hang up, it takes forever to clear. Okay. We have Jordan, if I've got the name correct.
Hello?
Hi, Jordan.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Jordan, you feel very distant with yourself. You feel like you're not really, you're not with you. It's almost like you've got a split personality right now. So you need to sort of like to sit back a little bit and try and work out, okay?
Uh-huh.
Who do I want to be today? Do I want to be Tasha or do I want to be Jordan? You need to find your identity. You need to find your peace. Because otherwise you're emotionally in a roller coaster. There's been a lot of abrupt endings in your life in the last few years, and it's like you really don't know where you want to be. Emotionally, you have this beautiful ability to connect to people, and you're good with words. You know what to say. You know how to get people's attention. You know what to say. You know how to emotionally connect with people.
Right.
But it's just like you're split. You need to find something that will unite you, that will bring greater peace to you so you'll be able to live your life a little bit more completely and more honesty within.
Okay.
Did you have a question?
Yeah, actually I do. Do you prefer that I be general or direct with the question?
However.
Okay. Well,
you can directly ask if you like.
There are two things I'm really focused on right now, and it's this relationship that I just left, and also a career.
Mm-hmm.
Are you picking up anything on either of the two?
No. Well, the relationship, especially when you need to find your clarity in yourself, because you need a relationship. You need to be in a relationship, and for a relationship to work, we've got to be honest within ourselves and embrace who we are as a person, and accept whoever is within us in the same space as well. So I don't see loneliness around you, which is good. And like I say, you know what to say and how to say it and how to find the right answers. Now, in Korea, yeah, it does show that it's like you've been doing everybody else's job but not doing what you might be interested in yourself. So it's time for you to make decisions of what your personal interests are instead of just tagging along for the ride. So that's going to be very important. You're a very smart cookie. You're certainly not dumb at all. It's just I don't feel that you really have applied yourself on getting to know you and your capabilities. It's like you've only been following instructions. So it's time for you to be more direct and become aware how you feel about a working space.
Okay. And see, the thing is that I stupidly just quit my last job because I wasn't happy or content at all, and I just wanted to do something that I'm interested in. So I've interviewed for a few positions that I'm interested in, and I just don't know if they're going to call me. I've been anxiously waiting next to my phone to see if it's going to ring or anything.
No, you will.
Come up
you will,
soon.
But you got to be confident. You will, but you got to be confident. You got to be strong. You got to say, yes, I'm going to get this. I'm going to do this, because for the first time in your life, like I said, you're finally becoming aware. You need to follow your instinct, and you need to be strong. You need to do what you need to do.
Right, yeah. And, you know, I've actually been telling myself that, but have I been doing it? I really haven't. I've been telling myself that I need to be confident about it, and it'll come my way. But I really haven't.
Yeah.
So that just clarifies
that
for sure.
Yeah, and be Jordan. Be complete. Be yourself.
Nice. Question. Do you happen to know if this one position that I'm very much so interested in will call me or will I receive an answer from them anytime soon, like a positive answer?
It does show the position that's going to call you is going to have some strict dressing codes.
Oh, yes.
They will expect presentations to be important, yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
I
think that's the one that I'm interested in, the one that has the, and I'm not used to dress codes, but they, yeah.
Yeah, but it'll be good for you. It'll be good for you, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Any other messages before we disconnect?
No, that's it. That's all I got for you.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for taking my call. It's been a pleasure.
Okay, God bless.
Yeah, thanks, Jordan. All right.
Ken, I need 2 minutes, okay?
Shall I put a track on, yeah?
Yes, please.
Okay. Cool. That particular Elton John track means a lot more to me now than it used to, because let's just say I have gained a stepson, or a step grandson, I should say. A stepson, yeah. Yeah. I have a stepson, but I also have a step grandson as well. So, you know, and let's just say he comes and goes from the UK to Australia. His mum's there in Australia, and dad's over here. And I think at the moment, the last time I heard that he was living up in Gloucestershire somewhere, and then kind of travelling between there and because dad and mum, that's my daughter, is now living in Wales, so it's a bit nearer for him there. But, yeah, he does travel backwards and forwards between the UK and Australia then. You know, it's like every time he goes there, that song kind of means a little bit more to me now. Yeah. Strange, really, because, you know, he's a nice lad. And it can't really call him grandson as such, because he's never really got used to the idea of that, you know, a step granddad sort of thing. There you go. Right, we just have one more call at the minute then, and we might be able to finish early, which would be nice. And we have Lily.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, and is it Lulu?
Lily.
I love that.
L-I.
Oh, Lily.
It is a nickname, yes.
Okay, is it short for Lillian, or? Are you there?
Hello. I am.
Hello. Yes. Is it short for Lillian or? Hello?
No, it's my first name is Lizore. My instructors couldn't say my name. He's from Asia. So he named me Lily, which has a significance of L-I-L-I.
Yeah. So what was your proper name?
I'm sorry,
Hello?
We keep cutting in and out. Hello.
Okay. What was your proper name? What was your proper name?
My proper name is Lisa Ray.
Lisa Ray.
Lisa Ray, yeah.
Yes.
How do you spell it?
L-I-S-A-R-A-E.
Lisa Ray. Right, because that makes a lot more sense, because it's to do with light, shining light and protection, and that's what I needed you to really tell us. I mean, it's a beautiful name, and it's a Lily is a beautiful name, and it's a very strong name. And it's good for you because it's the essence of a flower and the smell of growth. But your true name, somehow you've got to find a way to find people to be able to see it, because it's light protection, that the light of God guarding you. It's a beautiful, beautiful energy. And you're so angelic yourself anyway. You've got this beautiful, soft energy. about you that is graceful. It's very graceful to feel your energy, and you have an ability to bring this calmness, this inner peace to those around you, where people know they're okay around you. They don't need to be anyone that they don't have to be. They can be their true selves. You will embrace it and you will accept whatever they got to offer.
Mm-hmm.
You should have been a counselor, Lucidine. You should have been a counselor. You should have been a carer of some type, because you have this beautiful ability to take care of others. And also strengthen yourself as you take care of others. So there's this beautiful thing about you, and this busyness that's coming your way. And I do feel that you also have this beautiful inner teaching ability as well. So you will be a teacher of life. You will be a person that will help people walk their truth and walk forward into their understanding.
Wow.
That's
what
I have.
Wonderful. Well, that is part of my question. I thank you. I am a Reiki practitioner, and
beautiful.
I am a nurse, and I do teach self-defense and martial arts. And many people think that's very hard, but there's a very soft aspect of that, and it has to do with the yin and the yang. And and as I was telling my friend earlier today, I'm just burnt out on doing a few of the things that I'm doing, and my husband teases me when he can about becoming a life coach. And I feel that I also worked as a juvenile advocate for the court system. So
wow.
It sounds like I shouldn't be reinventing myself too much more. But
no.
I am in need of, okay, maybe in need is not the right term. I am looking for a career or a job, and I don't want just anything. My husband has been so gracious in giving me a sabbatical and sort of going through this life path that now I'm ready to find a position that will help support our family and ease a little financial obligations that we have. I didn't get the nursing job that I really wanted.
Look,
and
look at your life, Lucine. You have got
because I always felt
all the qualifications.
And finally, I
walked
out.
You have got a beautiful.
So
you have had
I'm curious as to what it is that you all see.
Okay, you have got all the ingredients.
Hello.
You have all the ingredients.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Hello. You there?
Yes, I got you now. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am now.
You have all the ingredients to create a business of your own. Now, I heard you when you say you do Reiki. And when you said you did Reiki, I had spirit on my back saying, so why doesn't she listen to us then? Which it means that you're more than a Reiki healer. And they keep on wanting you to do other things, not follow instructions of a Reiki limitation, but you keep on being too strict to yourself. Now you've got to learn to be freer with your delivery of healing, of vibration. For you to be a life coach, you would be an amazing life coach. So if you were to do anything at all, if you needed another qualification, if you needed another, which I don't think you need anything, what you need to do, you need to sit down and write down on a piece of paper all the qualifications that you have and create a job and work for yourself, and you will be very successful. But you need to list down all, you've got all the qualifications, you've got them all. It's just a case of you saying, okay, I am going to be a combination of all the knowledge that I have. And that's why you've been doing so many different things. But if you look at it, you can amalgamate them all. They all complement one another.
Okay.
So look into
and that
it
will also allow me the flexibility. Okay.
Pardon?
So I'm also looking into that flexibility. I put it out there, dollar amount. I put out there my energy. I put out there my the flexibility of time, as well as the flexibility of schedules with husband and children. So you're basically saying self-employment is better for me.
Yep.
And that I should
yes.
continue on with the counseling that I'm doing.
Yes.
Okay.
And the Reiki,
right.
continue with that, but don't call it Reiki. You need to personalize it. You need to trust yourself and allow spirit to guide you.
Okay.
To guide you and do what they need you to do. So before you see a client or a friend, as you call them, I call them all spiritual friends. I don't call them clients.
Mm-hmm.
Before you get them on the table, you sit with them for a couple of seconds and have a cup of tea with them or something. And then get to know the person without getting too deep into the personal stuff. And and when you lay them on the table, just put a bit of music on and then go away with the spirit. And light a candle and ask spirit, please allow me and guide me to what I need to do. I surrender myself to you. And you will find that you probably will start normal, but then you will find that yourself will want you to do other things, and you've got to learn to trust it, and you will evolve from it, and you will be known for your ability. Especially for some reason, you have this affinity with life. So pregnant women will love healing from you. There's something about you and the unborn connection.
I love working at OBGYN when I was going through my internship and had worked with it for 3 years. And that was, and my husband and I do wish to have another child. So that energy, that light. I'm going to say a word, transitional meditation or TM.
Beautiful.
I've been pulling, being pulled, announcements, advertisements. I've just seen it all over. Every time I open a book, I see something about that, and it's intrigued me. So I was thinking about becoming an instructor, a yoga instructor, and using that.
Yeah, you should.
Okay.
You should.
Okay.
100%. Actually, 1,000%. You know.
I like the 1,000.
Now,
all right.
Now I've got another thing for you. A spirit still wants a challenge. You know, you've got to understand when we surrender to this kind of work, a spirit wants us to show commitment. And sometimes what happens, it makes us be aware of how important it is to us. When we work as a spiritual healer or advisor in that, we are really working with ourselves as we're working with other people. So we've got to be passionate, committed, and really become part of what we're doing type of thing. When I first started, and I was very, very young, I remember I wanted to start a meditation group. And nobody came for 3 months. Nobody, not even one person. So I said, well, I'll go into the dishes and stuff like that. And one day I clicked. And I said, no, I was supposed to have a meditation group today. Okay, nobody came, but I'm going to meditate anyway. So I started meditating. And then 2 weeks later, one lady came. And then two people came, and then three people came. But I had to show commitment to spirit first.
Okay. Showing the commitment.
For some reason, you needed to know that.
Showing the commitment. I've been wrestling with that. Okay. I get it. I get the message.
Yeah.
I've been having a difficult time with one individual in my life. And I can't seem to get the message across that I don't want that individual to be in my life any longer. And do you see this ceasing and working out, or how should I approach it?
Okay. All right. People will hear what they want to hear, regardless. And if they don't like what they hear, they will ignore it completely. Okay? But write a farewell letter to this person. All right? You don't have to give them the letter, by the way, okay? Just sit down and write the farewell letter to this person, wishing them well, wishing prosperity, wishing them happiness, wishing them to find their truth and direction in life. But allow them to know that they're no longer needed in your journey as you're ready to move them forward into a new direction. When you finish the letter, you give thanks to Spirit and you ask the Spirit to deliver the message. And then you either bury that letter or burn that letter, whatever you want to do.
Okay.
And you see that person slowly will walk away. If you have learned everything you have meant to have learned from that person, that person will walk away with three days. You will not hear from them again. But if you do, it's because you've still got something to solve with that person.
Yeah, that's another
issue.
There's still
something unfinished. And I'm really getting that there is something unfinished. But at least what happens if you write the letter, that will bring that to the surface. And you'll have no choice but to deal with it.
All right.
You understand?
Completely, yep. I completely get it now. Wow, I feel so much more at peace. Thank you so much for helping
God bless.
And helping everybody else. Thank you. Thank you, Kent.
Yep. Okay, bye.
Thanks for calling, Lisa Ray. Okay. That's a lovely name, isn't it? Okay, we're going to finish up, ladies and gentlemen, albeit 15 minutes early, but we have no more callers, so we're going to take advantage of the fact. And we're getting out of here. We're going to say a big, big thank you to the wonderful Selva Dutton there for joining me this morning and this evening in both studios. Selva will be back to do it all again tomorrow evening or tomorrow morning, whichever the case may be. We're going to leave you. And we're going to leave you with this one. It's not one of Selva's, but it's a spare one that we put in. So it's Peter Tosh and Mick Jagger. How's that then?
far you've been walking, man? About 100 miles. You still got a couple hundred more miles to walk.
Yeah, we all got a long way to go.
You better put on your shoes, man.
I'm putting on my shoes. I got one shoe off and one shoe on, but I'll get there. We're gonna walk and don't look back. We're gonna walk and don't look back.